the Guardians are no longer in first place. Yes. That's okay.
What do they have, a 6.5 game lead on the wild card over Boston?
Yeah, they're still
they're
in the wild card.
They're plus 2.5. And
they're suddenly in the wild card standings. Are you freaking out, people? I'm not, but boy, that offense is just not good. 216-474-0092 is the number to join us. I think there might be some things you can do. I wonder if they do them before today's game. I doubt it. Jackson Solon. Jack, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jack.
Good morning, guys.
Freaking out or no?
I am freaking out, and here's why. The last time I called you, we talked about the underwhelming trades they made at the deadline and what message that sent to the team. And I think we all agreed that the message wasn't, oh, my God, we're all in, let's go for it. They went on the cheap again, and I'm not going to harp on the money, but there's a lot of moves they could have made, including overpaying for some pitchers. Okay, so you have to overpay. You do it when you're in a pennant race. And to answer your initial question today, I didn't expect them to blow a 9-game lead, but the fact of the matter is this. I was concerned about the team early in the year because this is basically the same team that they fielded last year that didn't play well. They were all of a sudden hitting the ball, which was a very positive thing. But Stephen Vogt was burning out the bullpen within the first 6 weeks of the season, which was concerning to me. Yes, early in the season, the starters aren't going to go 5 or 6 innings, but none of our starters go 5 or 6 innings, except for today's starter, Bivey. So I am concerned because they have no – here's another thing. Lane Thomas, why are they throwing him out there every day? He needs to ride the pines. How many automatic outs – here's a question. How many automatic outs do we have in our lineup in the last 3 weeks? How many automatic outs? I can name six.
About six, Jack.
Yeah, right.
About six.
And Lane Thomas is one of them. Yeah.
The top of the order has been one of them for a while, too.
Bo Naylor's another one. Bo Naylor's another one. And his brother is now an automatic. We can't have six automatic outs and expect to be in a pennant race. And you say we have a how many game lead over Boston for the wild card?
Six and a half, yeah.
I'm not convinced we can hold it. We have, 30 games left? We have a very difficult schedule. We have to play the Dodgers. We have to play
Tampa, Minnesota, St. Louis, Cincinnati, Houston.
Houston. Yeah. I'm very concerned because other than Clase, this bullpen is spent, and so are the hitters. I am panicked, and I'm just glad I didn't buy my City Connect jersey so I could save a few bucks.
There you go, Jack. Thank you very much. The issue here to me, Andy, you've got to score runs. The Royals as a team are scoring like a half a run a game more than the Guardians. That's not good. The offense lately has been hideous. The not scoring 4 runs in a game continued last night. And we've talked about that a little bit. They've now lost 9 of their last 12 games, and they've scored more than 4 runs in just 2 of those 12 games. I mean, you score more than 4 runs every once in a while, don't you? But they haven't done that. And the numbers just aren't good. No base runners last night in the last 5 innings of the game after the rain delay. The top 4 batters in the lineup last night, 0 for 15. See, that's the big difference with this team.
Yeah.
The top of the lineup had been hitting like crazy. Stephen Kwan, magnificent early on. Andrés Giménez was hitting second last night. Andrés has had a pretty good second half. Jose's been terrific. Josh Naylor's been terrific. Josh has not been good lately. Stephen Kwan has not been good lately. And it's just the top of the order carried the bottom of the order, the automatic outs that Jack was talking about. And it just hasn't happened yet. Since the All-Star break, Stephen Kwan, 203. Josh Naylor, 203. David Fry, 217. Brian Rocchio, 197. Bo Naylor, 211. Lane Thomas, 137 since he's been here. Schneeman, 242. Tyler Freeman, we love him, 158. Dare I say what I've said too often? Why are Schneeman and Freeman both on this team right now? You got a guy, it might be too early, you got Chase DeLauder hitting 316, went 3-for-5 last night in AAA. Bring up the hot bat. George Valera.
I don't know why you wouldn't do that.
I don't either.
Why wouldn't you do that right now?
George Valera.
What do they have
hotter.
To lose?
I don't think that you would run the risk of ruining him.
Oh, hang on.
Because
our computer says you can't do it.
The Orioles brought up Jackson Holliday too soon. He went, what, 1-for-20 in his first 20 major league at bats? They sent him back down. They brought him back up. Do you think they're going to give up on Jackson Holliday? And do you think the Orioles think they ruined him? No.
No.
Bring DeLauder up. He's hot. He's played.
Or ride him until he's not hot and then send him back.
He's played primarily two positions in the minor leagues, and he's not had a ton of minor league experience, but he's played right field and he's played center field. Can we just put John Kenzie in right field, bring up DeLauder, put him in center field? If he can't hit, guess what? Well, it'll be like every other center fielder we've had in the second half of the season. No?
What is it?
He's a left-handed hitter. They face mainly righties. You're going to go platoon? There you go.
What is it? What is it? Two or three guys now you can bring up on Sunday or Monday?
It's two.
Right? It's two, isn't
it's
it?
It's two.
So they can bring up two more guys on Sunday. Maybe that's what they're waiting for.
Yeah, guess what? By Sunday, Andy, you could be four games out of first place. Jeff's in Massillon. Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, guys. All good stuff. Jack hit a lot of the points. Other than the trade stuff, I agree with you. I don't necessarily agree with him about there's no reason to overpay with what they would have had to get to make this team better. I don't agree with overpaying.
Have they overpaid for anybody since Nick Swisher?
No, they haven't.
I don't think they have.
I'm not.
Anybody else you think?
Financially?
Was Michael Bourne before or after Nick Swisher?
I think Bourne was after.
Bourne was.
He was with Nick Swisher. He came at the same time.
Right, it was the same season. I was just being a smart aleck if maybe the contract was signed before.
Yeah. All that aside, you know, Boyd is fine. I'm not panicking, but I do feel like the team a little bit is pressing. I mean, when was the last time Carl Willis got ejected from a game? You know, I mean,
I think it was 1979.
Yeah, that's tells a joke, you something right there. The move that I would make, and I don't know why they're not doing this, is just put, if you're going to platoon, let's just put Brennan and John Kenzie in right and set it and forget it. And for crying out loud, find a center fielder. I mean, and at some point we need to find a center fielder and then drop Kwan into the two hole if you got a center fielder or somebody that can lead off and can run. Not that he can't, but I think he's an ideal number two hitter. But regardless, other than Classe, I think the whole entire team right now is trying to find themselves. And, you know, they probably will find themselves again. But, you know, this is going to test them for sure. And it's going to test the fans and everything else for that matter.
All right, Jeff. Thank you very much. I agree with you on that. I don't want to platoon Will Brennan and John Kenzie Noel. You know what I want to do there, Andy.
Mm-hmm.
Just stick them out there and let them go.
Noel.
Yes.
Yeah, until it doesn't work anymore.
Yes.
I agree. Yeah. If it doesn't work anymore. I like watching him play. So
John Kenzie is hitting .286 against left-handers. He's hitting .237 against right-handers with not as much. He obviously hits lefties better. He has 7 homers and 42 at-bats against lefties, 5 and 76 at-bats against righties. And even that makes him one of the, well, right now, even that, his split against right-handers makes him the best hitting outfielder this team has. Even if he goes up and faces nothing but right-handers, he's hitting .237 with some pop. That makes him the best hitting outfielder this team has right now. Play him every day. Play him every day. Larry is in Cleveland. Larry, welcome to the little show, Larry.
Hey, good morning, guys. Listen, I just hate to say this, but this is what you get when you don't make any moves during the trade deadline.
And, Larry, and they did make moves. Money. Larry, they did make moves. Huh? They picked up 2 starting pitchers.
I'm talking about big moves. You know,
who made a big move that worked though?
You know, you can't win a Triple A team can't win in the major leagues, and that's basically 80% of it is a Triple-A team.
Hard to argue with some of that, Larry. I'll say this, though. I don't think they didn't make a move that's worked beautifully yet. I think Matthew Boyd's been terrific, but it's been three starts. Lane Thomas didn't work. Man, that should have worked. He should have been able to come in and play outfield for you on a regular basis. And that's not,
it's just pressing.
I don't know the guy. I feel terrible for him.
I don't know. That's just got to be awful. I am haunted by that game one situation where the bases were loaded. There was one out, and he just watched the third strike go right by. And I'm like, oh, just put your bat on the
ball. How'd that
go? I was like, oh. Just put your – I mean, look, like any freshman baseball player would know, you can't sit there and watch a third strike go by when you're – especially when you're scuffling – to score runs. Come on, man. And like any manager worth his salt would have been like, you got to get your bat on the ball. You got to get your bat on the ball. That's just frustrating to see at the pros, right? Just stay alive.
Move that has worked, Royals picked up Paul DeJong. He's playing third base for them because they have a shortstop. Do we have a shortstop that can hit?
I'm checking. Hang on. Beep, 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 beep. No.
Dano? Paul DeJong, shortstop, Guardians. I know. I'm just looking because everybody is saying, hey, they didn't make trades at the trade deadline. You know, well, no, they did. They just haven't really worked yet. Alex Cobb's been injured, and Lane Thomas hasn't hit yet. Paul DeJong has worked for Kansas City. Congratulations to the Royals.
Oh, yeah, that's a win. I mean, there were really good moves made at the deadline that have helped these teams. And
bad ones that haven't.
Yeah.
Trevor Rogers sent back to AAA by the Orioles.
Oh, the Dylan Carlson, Sean Armstrong trade where now the Cardinals have cut Sean Armstrong. Like, there's a lot of them that, you know, it goes both ways with that stuff. But
right.
Boy.
So far, Matthew Boyd, that's worked. Alex Cobb, injury. And Lane Thomas just hasn't hit here. And that's a dang shame, and I feel for that guy. I feel for the Guardians. I feel for folks who have been all pumped about a pennant race because right now it's tighter than ever. And I for the life of me, I like Tyler Freeman. Tyler's having a rough second half. He was terrific in center field. He does a really nice job out there. I really like him. Right now he's not hitting, and you have Daniel Schneeman here, who's a left-handed bat. If you're looking for the versatility defensively, they give you the same things. You could put Freeman down, bring up DeLauder, bring up Valera, put one of those guys in the outfield. You don't want to do that? Okay. Bring up Manzardo. Maybe he could find it here.
Let's try to get out. Can they?
You got to find something. Andy, you got to try something.
We might be able to save some money. You could use AI as a general manager. Right?
Nice.
Are we going down that road?
I don't think we are. Gary is
analytics. It's all analytics. Oh,
sorry, Gary. Give me one second here. According to our buddy Jordan Schultz of Bleacher Report sources, the Browns never discussed trading or moving on from Jameis Winston. Cleveland is expected to make a quarterback move today, but it won't involve Winston. That's according to our buddy Jordan Schultz of Bleacher Report.
All right. We're going to have Scott Petrak with us at 11 o'clock. We'll be talking Browns right after that. Gary, thank you for your patience there.
Hey, Gary.
Hello.
You're up, man.
Now you can speak.
Yeah.
You're like the Guardians in the batter's box. You're just watching stuff go by, Gary.
Well, I think Stephen Vogt's watching stuff go by. I thought Terry Francona was an advisor. Is he advising Stephen Vogt to do what he's doing? Blow an 8-game lead? I don't understand the front office. They're all running for cover now. They won't talk to you, right?
How about this one, Gary?
We haven't asked.
Did you expect them to have a 9-game lead when they had a 9-game lead? Just stick with me on this. I didn't.
When they had a 9-game lead, I didn't expect them to blow the lead against a team that's right behind them and lose 3 games. No, I didn't expect that.
You're really angry. And I get that, except for this. I think this team has overachieved all season long. They've got to figure out a way to get back to some of that. And you're right. some of that's on the manager. But Gary, where we are right now, if everybody had said at the beginning of the season you'll be in a pennant race at the end of August, I think we would have all said that's unbelievable, that's great. But you're right, they've blown a 9-game lead, and they've got to figure out a way to right the ship and do it fast. And if that means, to me, shuffle a couple of guys and look for a hot bat, that's about what you can do. What options does Stephen Vogt have?
Well, I don't know what options he has. He's the manager, and apparently the manager, like we saw with Terry Francona would have never blown a 9-game lead. You could criticize Francona sometimes.
I don't know. They didn't get him any help at the break last year, did they?
No.
Did they get Tito any help last year? I don't know how much of this is on vote, too. Again, listen to Brian Anderson every Friday at noon right here, and you'll hear how Major League Baseball teams are apparently being run these days.
Which means a lot coming from...
A lot's coming from the front office pregame, right? That the decisions have already been made, and you know where they're going to go, who's going to pinch hit in certain situations. I mean, look, managers have that, but they used to call it a gut feeling. Now it sounds like the orders and the executions have been made well before the game ever happened. So, and if you listen to what BA's saying, I think that that's true. And it's not just the Guardians. Trust me. It's not just here. It's all across Major League Baseball.
Joe's in Akron, Ohio. Hello, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
What's going on? Regarding what you literally just said, do you think that was going on when Tito was the manager? Were they making decisions in the front office? I don't think that was going on.
I think it was. How's that sound?
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I was going to say, I think...
It's a very collaborative effort. And that's okay. Seriously, I mean, that's okay. You've got an entire organization.
Than it was when Tito was here, at least. I mean, I think the inexperience of this team, like the management and the players, is showing. I mean, typically, what I was going to say is I think, like, the way of Francona kind of carried over. And now, you know, there's ups and downs in baseball. I mean, it always happens. We all expected them to kind of fall off a little bit, not this hard, but there just needs to be some experience, some leadership. Like, this happens. This is baseball. And I don't think that's coming from Vogt right now.
All right, Joe. Thank you very much.
I mean, everyone, when you blow a 9-game lead, everyone's to blame. I mean, at the end of the day, your general manager, your president, your manager don't step into the batter's box and decide not to swing with two strikes and you got a chance to bring a run in just by putting the ball in play. So
the one thing I don't get right now, and I've heard it from some folks, I don't get this. If you're mad at Stephen Vogt, why? If you're mad at the front office, why? And I say that for this reason. This has been a great season. It's still a great season. This could end up being a team that goes to the World Series. Do I think that's going to happen? No, I don't.
I'm going to be straight up with you.
Andy.
People don't care about the process. They want to see what the end game is.
Okay. The process had you 9 games up at one point.
Had. Key.
Okay.
Had.
Good. Because guess what? Now you might be playing more like the team that we all thought this team was. So thank God you built a 9-game lead so that you're still in contention now. I mean, when this team was 9 games up, who didn't ask, how the hell are they winning games? Who didn't ask that?
We all asked that.
So they're not winning games and they're playing like we thought they would. So let's figure it out. Let's try and make some moves. Try something with this offense. The offense is hideous right now. These guys can't hit. Poor Stephen, I feel so bad for these guys. Stephen Kwan was going with 400. He's hitting 203 since the All-Star break. Drop him down in the lineup. Who are you going to hit leadoff? I don't know. Chase DeLauter went 3-for-5 last night. Do I think he's ready? I have no idea. But they do. George Valera has been a prospect forever. You know what happens to guys who are prospects forever? They end up in Japan. Coming off the bench in Japan. Bring him up. Let's find out if he can play. Try something. Try to spice up the offense. Anthony is in some heights. Hello, Anthony.
Hey, Anthony.
How you guys doing?
Good.
Okay. I don't know where to start here. The first thing is the projection models that you can look at now have this team, and Jeff, I'm going to back up what you were just saying, with a well over 90% chance to make the playoffs.
Yeah, more a higher percentage than Kansas City, Anthony.
Everybody needs to relax is the first thing, because if you make the playoffs, you have a shot.
Yep.
The Rangers last year won 90 games. They had an 8-game losing streak in August. They lost the last day of the season and forced themselves into the first round of the playoffs and won the World Series. So the first thing everybody needs to do is relax. The second thing is Lane Thomas is not coming out of the lineup. He hit 28 home runs last year. He hit 17 the year before. He is in until the end of the season because of his top end. He has to fix it. End of story. He's not coming into the lineup, out of the lineup. Bo Naylor is not coming out of the lineup. He is seventh in pitch framing. He is an excellent defender. He's not coming out of the lineup, plain and simple. So that's just move on.
Anthony, can I ask you just one real quick question? Because you're into the stats and this isn't going to happen. When the Cavs came back down from 3-1, what were the odds of them doing that? I'm just curious. Because these statistics don't mean anything to me. You're watching this baseball team. They're not playing real well. They're hanging on to a 6.5 game lead for a wild card spot. That's what I'm watching. That's what I see with my eyes.
Well, I
can
understand.
See that.
I understand. So I do agree with Jeff. I have no problem bringing up some of the guys from the minor league.
Yeah.
Okay.
They'd be replacing guys who aren't hitting, Anthony. That's the point, right?
Here's the thing.
Give it a shot.
Okay. Here's the thing. The only one we want to respond to that on, Jeff. Those guys are not going to be there in the playoffs, plain and simple. Josh Naylor and Stephen Kwan have to hit.
Yep.
Lane Thomas has to hit.
Yep.
Chase DeLauder is not going to win us a playoff game. John Kenzie Noel, as much as I love him, is not going to win us a playoff game. You got to trust your veterans at that point. I'm just saying.
Anthony, I will agree with you. You have to trust your veterans, but I also think you can get a guy who might be hot and give it a shot. Okay, I mean, that happens sometimes. The issue here is this. They'd be replacing guys who aren't hitting right now. And Anthony, you're right, but what if the veterans don't get it fixed? You got to try something now. You're just not scoring runs. And that puts a lot of heat on a pitching staff. We're going to talk more Guardians later in the show, folks, and we're looking forward to it. This has been a great season. It can continue to be a great season. I just think it needs tweaked a little bit. That's it. I'm still giddy about this team. They've been phenomenal. We're going to talk to Scott Petrak. Browns have 4 quarterbacks. At least as of 10:54:55, it's Baskin and Phelps on the Fan.